The path to this year's fall classic seemed to turn on feats of, you might say, biblical proportions. With that in mind, satirists Bruce Kluger and David Slavin believe this could make for a very busy week for you-know-who.
Almighty?
Yes, Nancy?
St. Peter is here to see you, sir.
Send him in, Nancy. Hello, Peter.
Hi, God. I hate to bother you, but I've been getting a bunch of calls from the Colorado Rockies. They're wondering if you're watching the series.
Well, I've been a little busy with these wildfires, Peter. Hello?
I know, Lord. They just seem so sincere.
Yes, I'm sure they are, Peter. But this whole sports thing is a little out of control, don't you think? I mean, it's getting very time-consuming.
Yes, I know, sir.
And it never seems to be enough. I mean, the Rockies won 21 out of 22 games. The Rockies! And now they want more? Come on! I'm not a miracle worker! Okay, I am. But you get my point, don't you? Look, I'm always touched by the on-camera thank yous after these guys win, but this pre-game pleading, it's just too much.
I understand your frustration, Yahweh.
Why can't more teams be like Notre Dame? Why, they haven't called once this year, and I'm sure they're just doing fine.
Well,
oh, I have got to remember to check my voicemail. Is that what happened with the Mets?
Yes, Lord.
Whoops, my bad. Wait! No! They're bad! These people have got to learn to fend for themselves. What's that saying? Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime.
Right.
Did I say that?
Actually, it's a Chinese proverb.
Whatever, I'm sorry, but that's it. No more Hail Marys, no more buzzer beaters, no more balls mysteriously rolling through first baseman's legs, and no more plagues of insects on the pitcher's mound. I am officially retired from sports. Is that clear?
Yes, Almighty. So, can I tell Mr. Steinbrenner it's the Yankees again next year?
All right, semi-retired. You really know how to get me, don't you, Peter?
Satire from Bruce Kluger and David Slavin, who had help from David O'Brien. This is NPR, National Public Radio.